One of the things I'd like to encourage as we move forward in this conversation, fathers who have not been there, ask God to give you an opening to try to be there now, to get there now and be there from now on. Children, if your father has shut you out of his life, most or all of his life, and he expresses a sincere desire to change that and to be in your life from here on out, be willing to forgive him and give him that chance to become a part of your life. It can be so easy to just be bitter and say no way if you're the child who's been neglected, shut out. It can be so easy to say, there's no hope. There's no way they'll let me in now. I've been gone too long. If you're the father who was not there, whether you were in the house but just refusing to connect because you're so busy with your career, so busy doing other things that you should not have been doing, forgive yourself. Give your child the opportunity to express their forgiveness and ask for the chance to do this right. Another chance to do it right. You've had many chances. No doubt about that. I mean, you figure there are 365 days in each year. And if you spent 90% of each of those years choosing not to connect with your child, you blew many chances, many, many, many opportunities. But that doesn't mean that there's no hope that things can change. So here's the thing. Family, if you all can go ahead and pull it together now, go ahead and pull it together now. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to force yourselves to spend 8 hours a day with each other, 4 days out of each week for the next 30 years. Who's to say that you'll both be around another 30 years? But forgive and spend the time with each other that you do spend, whatever that time is. Just try to make it such that the time you do spend together is time that you spend strengthening a beautiful bond. First, creating that bond, and then continually strengthening it. So, that said, one of the things that we can do, I definitely want you to know again, men, it is okay for fathers to be tender as well as strong, to be compassionate as well as disciplinarians. As I've shared with you before, mothers and fathers should be all of that. Mothers and fathers should be compassionate. Mothers and fathers should be disciplinarians. Mothers and fathers should be affectionate. Mothers and fathers should be strong. For some reason, we've been told for years stories that make it seem like only the father should be strong. And yet we hear about how strong mothers are. Intuitively, we know that it is wrong teaching. It is misguidance to be told that only the fathers are strong. Fathers and mothers should be strong and loving and kind and gentle and disciplinarian. So that said again, fathers, don't feel like you're being less than a man if you're also going to be wanting to show affection and tenderness and gentleness. You want to help your children understand that fatherhood means being all of those things that I just said, expressing all of those traits that I just expressed. All of those things. And when the children understand that father has the right and the responsibility to shut things down when things need to be shut down, and that father has the power to shut things down when things need to be shut down, he has the power to correct when correction is needed. They eventually get to the point, especially if you start this early, where they understand and embrace that fatherhood is about gentleness, toughness, strength, etc. So don't feel like you got to give in to these typical gender roles that so many people put out there that make it seem like the roles that mothers and fathers have are so extremely different that there's just no way that their roles can interlap. No, their roles should be interlapping in a number of ways. Now, in fatherhood groups, many men often share how their increasing abilities to use the vulnerable, sensitive parts of themselves is often scary and threatening, despite the fact that it increases their closeness and their positive interactions with their families. Here's the thing. A lot of men don't realize how much they rely on their partners for primary emotional support and intimacy until it's abruptly lost in early parenthood. Here's the thing. Very often, women who get it applaud their husbands who are not only strong husbands and fathers, but gentle husbands and fathers as well. In other words, they're men who know when gentleness is what's being called for, when toughness is what's being called for, and they do what's being called for. Now, I say many women because, unfortunately, as we know, there are a lot of women who will take a man for granted and try to abuse him when they realize that he is not opposed to being gentle, kind, tender, affectionate. Unfortunately, there are a lot of women who will try to mess over a man like that. But that's why I said the women who get it recognize that it is good for a man to not only be strong and disciplinarian, but to be affectionate, gentle, tender. And truth be told, the man and the woman need both sides of that from each other. For within their own relationship, as well as within the relationship that each of them has with the children. For example, it is unfair to place all the disciplinary responsibilities on one parent, whether that one parent be the mother or the father. It is unfair to put all of that on one parent, partly because that's such a clever way of getting the children to see that one parent who will exercise discipline as being, quote unquote, the bad guy. Plus, the energy that's needed to exercise discipline, to be a disciplinarian when discipline is called for, disciplinary action is called for, is a different type of energy than when we're just sitting down playing a great game of Uno. And it is so unfair to require one parent, the other parent, to exert all that disciplinary energy. Not only that, but the children need to make sure, it needs to be understood by the children that they are to respect both parents, honor both parents. And that comes not only from appreciating both parents for the love they show, but also appreciating both parents for the disciplinarians that both parents should be. Yeah, we're talking about doing things right. I mean, we do want our children to grow up well-adjusted, having a good understanding of how family life is to work, don't we? Back in a few. And I know the man is always